I was just out and about. Thought I'd see if anybody wanted to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's Daily NBA Show, featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.
What's up, homies? Thanks for tuning in to today's Bet Slippin' Podcast Daily NBA Show. It's our postseason show. I'm recording for the Sunday games, the Game 1 series matchups between the Atlanta Hawks, Miami Heat, the Brooklyn Nets, Boston Celtics, New Orleans Pelicans, Phoenix Suns, and the Chicago Bulls, and the Milwaukee Bucks. You got to flip-flop the order of the final two, but those are the four games on the NBA slate. I'm actually recording Saturday, April 16th, as the Mavericks and the Utah Jazz square off in the first game of the NBA postseason. So I can't grade any of my picks yet. I actually took a shot at all four underdogs for the Saturday games, as I'm sure you guys know already. If you're a subscriber to this podcast, you've already heard that I've taken all four underdogs for Saturday's games. But I'm looking at two underdogs for these games as well, for the Sunday slate. I got a couple player prop leans in there that I'm going to give you guys as well during the handicaps. But first, let me shout out the presenting website of this podcast, sportsbookwire.com. You can read mine and my colleagues' daily sports handicaps and breakdowns for all major sporting events over at that website. And you can also check out, or also please check out, our odds provider and sponsor of this podcast, Tipico Sportsbook. They're now live in New Jersey and Colorado. So if you're in either one of those states, please check them out. They have an awesome, easy, and mobile sportsbook app that you can use. And you can get a bonus today at usatodaybet.com/podcast. That's usatodaybet.com/podcast. Before trying out Tipico Sportsbook. Terms and conditions do apply. You must be 21 or older to game, so please see their website for details. But if you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER for New Jersey and 1-800-522-4700 for Colorado. All right, so let's talk about the Sunday games. First matchup, the Atlanta Hawks visiting the Miami Heat. Miami is the one seed. Atlanta is the 8th seed after beating the Cleveland Cavaliers Friday in the play-in game, the final play-in game. Tip-off for that game is 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the Miami Heat are favored 6.5 points, total sitting at 216.5. I don't have an official play on this game because I've been so wrong about Atlanta lately, and they've cost me so much money that I actually lean towards Miami because it's a bad spot for Atlanta, which we'll talk about in a second. But I've been wrong flat out about Atlanta or the Hawks several times here down the stretch. I made some money fading them earlier in the season, but it hasn't been profitable fading them lately. The Heat are 3-1 straight up and against the spread versus the Hawks this season. Both teams have been banged up, though, in those matchups. And Miami or Atlanta comes into this game possibly missing Clint Capela, who exited the play-in game with Cleveland after he was rolled up on by Evan Mobley in just kind of like a freak accident. He hyperextended his knee. His status is still questionable. And his status could really matter to the outcome of this game. Capela is essential to Atlanta's offensive rebounding and floor spacing, vertical spacing as well. So I think Atlanta could be in trouble if Capela can't play tomorrow. But Atlanta is coming in on the play-in momentum, which is something I'll talk about in a second with New Orleans. There has been a ton of line movement, so we're getting the worst of the number. If we were to bet Miami, it started out at Miami 3.5, and all the money is on Miami, and it steamed it up to the current number, which is 6.5. So again, we're getting the worst of the number, and these teams have split the four factors this season, which is effective field goal shooting, turnover rate, rebounding rate, and free throw attempt rate. So, you know, it is a pretty even matchup. I think the number's pretty sharp, and I don't see any value in laying 6.5 with Miami, even though, again, it is a bad spot for Atlanta. They're 4-15 against the number on the road versus winning teams, 1-5 against the number in their last six in Miami. Miami's also 10-6 against the spread as 5-7 point favorites and plus 2.4 ATS differential versus top 10 offenses. I am looking at a couple player props in this matchup, though. On the Heat side, I'm looking for Max Strus and PJ Tucker three-point props. Tipico doesn't have any of them listed yet, but I would be looking to take those because they both shoot very well versus Atlanta. I think Max Strus is right around 40%, and so is PJ Tucker from behind the arc versus Atlanta this season, and they should be getting less of Atlanta's defensive attention tomorrow because, you know, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, and Bam Adebayo will be taking more of Atlanta's defensive bandwidth. So I'm looking at Max Strus and PJ Tucker three-point props, but since they're not officially listed, I can't make it an official play, and I don't have an official play in this game. So moving on to the next game, which I actually do like. The Brooklyn Nets, who are the 7th seed after beating the Cavs in the first play-in game, play the 2 seed Boston Celtics tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. That game's on ABC. The first one's on TNT. The Hawks Heat is what I meant, but the first one. And the total of this game, Brooklyn Nets, Boston Celtics, is 224.5. I'm playing the Brooklyn Nets plus 4.5, and I'll sprinkle on their plus 145 money line. These are odds courtesy of Tipico. Boston was 3-1 straight up and against the number in the season series, and they've won and covered three straight in these matchups. The total's 4-0 to the over. And if you remember last season, Brooklyn won the series 4-1, and they covered in all four of their victories last year to eliminate the Boston Celtics. But I like Brooklyn because both play a lot of iso ball, and I'll take KD and Kyrie Irving in that situation over Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And Brooklyn's better on paper this season than they were last, I think. I think the addition of Andre Drummond gives them a legit starting big, and Nicholas Claxton on the off the bench gives them a legit backup big, and that's a key and underrated feature of winning successful teams is having backup bigs and depth at rebounding and size, which Brooklyn now has because of the James Harden trade that they made a couple months ago. And, you know, I think Goran Dragic, a guy they picked up on the buyout market, he's been to the finals. He can play some good basketball down the stretch for Brooklyn off the bench. I mean, he's going to be going against other teams' second units. So I think he can get the better of his matchup versus, like, Peyton Pritchard, who I think would be guarding Dragic off of Boston's bench. And Seth Curry, though he's been banged up, is an above-average starting shooting guard and really has played well versus Boston this season. I'll talk about him in a minute because he's got a player prop that I'm looking at as well. But I think the absence of Boston's defensive big, Robert Williams III, is going to be huge in this matchup. He's got a really nice on-off net rating. I don't have it in front of me for Boston this season, so his absence matters. KD is the best player on the floor and just lit up Boston last season. In Boston, he averaged 41.5 points and 61% shooting. So he was sensational in Boston last year. You know he's not going to get rattled by the Boston crowd. And Kyrie Irving plays really well against Marcus Smart. Maybe it's, you know, something about them playing together when Kyrie was in Boston. There's like a healthy competitive rivalry, or maybe it's chippy, I don't know, but in their 11 head-to-head meetings, Kyrie Irving's averaging 25 points on 51-40-90 shooting, so he balls out, and this is a profitable price point for Brooklyn and a costly or price point that Boston loses at typically. What I mean by that is Brooklyn has a winning ATS record as 3 to 4.5 point underdogs, and Boston has a losing ATS record as 3 to 4.5 point favorites. So I like Brooklyn in the series. I lean Brooklyn in the series, but I think 4.5 is too many points. So I'm going to sprinkle on Brooklyn plus 145. And I'm also looking for Seth Curry points and or 3-point props. His points should be around 11.5, and his 3-point prop should be around 2.5. Tipico doesn't have any official line listed, so I can't give out an official play. But against Boston this season, Seth Curry's actually played five games because he played a couple with Philly, a couple with Brooklyn, and he's averaging 18 points per game on 55% from the floor, 56% from three-point land. Seth Curry is. He's cashed over 2.5 three-pointers made in 10 of his 19 games in Brooklyn. He's went over 11.5 points and over 2.5 three-pointers made in 9 of his 12 playoff games last season with Philly. I do like Seth Curry, if he's healthy, to go over these player props. And I'm going to gamble that he is, and I'll be sprinkling on them. Again, it's not an official play. It's not going to go against my record because Tipico doesn't have those odds listed right now. But my official play is Brooklyn Nets plus 4.5. And I'm also going to sprinkle on the money line. So I would recommend that as well. The next game, Chicago Bulls at the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks favored 9.5. The total is 228.5. That game tips off at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time on TNT Sunday tomorrow. I don't have an official play in this game as either. Milwaukee, I'm thinking, is going to roll them this series. That's not a hot take. Milwaukee's 4-0 straight up, 3-1 against the number versus Chicago this season. A player prop that I'm really looking for, but Tipico also doesn't have. If you're not in Colorado or New Jersey, then you can shop around at your, I don't know, local sports book and see if they have DeMar DeRozan under points. I saw him at one shop at 27.5. So that's the only play that I like in this game. I think I lean towards Milwaukee covering here just because they own Chicago, and Chicago's trending way down coming into this game. They own the glass against them. Both teams like to play ISO through their wings, but Milwaukee's wings of Giannis and Chris Middleton are just so much better than Zach LaVine, who has been a little banged up, and DeMar DeRozan, who has been great this year. Not hating at DeMar DeRozan, but Bucks have a lot more depth, hence the 9.5 point favorite. I just don't see a lot of value in that number at the moment, although I wouldn't hate it if you guys were to make that bet, because I think the Bucks laying the points, the Bucks, generally speaking, are the right side here. But again, I do, if you can find the DeMar DeRozan points, at which I think is at 27.5, I like that because he averages just 22 points per game in the playoffs, which isn't that bad, but he shoots 47 percentage points worse from the field in the postseason. He shot worse and scored less on the road this year. He averages only 24 points per game versus Giannis in 25 head-to-head meetings, and he's went over 27.5 points in just 8 of those 25 meetings. So I like under 27.5 DeMar DeRozan points if you can find it, but it's not an official play because it's not on Tipico, and it's actually not on a few books. So it's not just them, I'm just saying. I don't have it in my account right now, and I'm not seeing it available at the sponsored book. So moving on to the next game, New Orleans Pelicans at the Phoenix Suns. I'm taking the Pelicans plus 10.5, which is probably a square play, but whatever. I like this Pelicans roster since adding CJ McCollum. Phoenix is 3-1 straight up and against the number versus the Pelicans this season, and New Orleans' only win was when Phoenix was without Chris Paul. The total is 2-2 on the over-under for what that's worth. But this is the most Phoenix has been favored since over New Orleans since getting Chris Paul last season. And I think this is the best. Well, this is definitely the best version of New Orleans, even though they're without Zion Williamson, which is weird because this dude's doing 360 dunks and practice. I don't know what they're waiting for, but be that as it may, I think the reason Phoenix is such a heavy favorite is because of the playoff experience that Chris Paul has, and tangentially or because of which Phoenix has, but they only have 1 year in the postseason. Granted, they made the finals, and I'm not even here to hate on Phoenix. They should win this game, and hell, I wouldn't be surprised if they covered this number, but I do see some value in the Pelicans plus 10.5 because I do, again, think it's the best version of the Pelicans the Suns have faced, and they're getting momentum after winning two straight elimination winner-go-home games against the Spurs and then Friday night against the Los Angeles Clippers. took a hell of a punch from the Clippers in the second half, but overcame that and still ended up winning a game that they essentially peed down their leg in. So, again, I think the acquisition of CJ McCollum, was hugely underrated or maybe overlooked by the market. And isn't something I paid much attention to at the time, but he's been great since joining New Orleans. He's averaging 24 points per game on 56% effective field goal shooting. New Orleans is fourth in ATS differential since February 10th, which was McCollum's first game for New Orleans. He's got a plus 4.3 adjusted on-off net rating, and he's technically categorized as a wing. By cleaningtheglass.com, which is a very competitive position. And he's in the 77th percentile of wings and on-off net rating. So CJ McCollum has just been phenomenal for the Pelicans. And Phoenix's 16-point victory over New Orleans, March 15th, covered the number. But New Orleans was without Brandon Ingram. And Brandon Ingram is the Pelicans' best player when Zion's not out there, and he hasn't been out there the whole year. He's in the 94th percentile of on-off net rating for wings. And honestly, he was a former All-Star. He probably could have been an All-Star this season if he didn't go through injury issues and if New Orleans didn't start off so terribly. But with him in the lineup, I don't think there's 10.5 points worth of difference between this Pelicans team and even a fully loaded, fully healthy new Suns team, So I'll take 10.5 to New Orleans Pelicans, and I'll add that to my Brooklyn Nets 4.5 plus 4.5 play for my two best bets in the Sunday NBA slate. I'm also looking for Seth Curry 3-point player prop and point props. I'm also looking for Max Strus and PJ Tucker 3-point props, and I'm getting down on DeMar DeRozan under his point prop. So those are my plays, but I'll be officially graded by the two sides I gave out, which again, New Orleans Pelicans plus 10.5 and Brooklyn Nets plus 4.5. Best of luck to you guys, whether you fade or follow me. I'll grade all these picks when I join you guys again, which will probably be Monday, April 18th. Best of luck on all your NBA playoff action this weekend. I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Peace.
Thought I'd see if anybody wants to play some round ball.
You're listening to the Bet Slippin' Podcast's daily NBA show featuring Jeff Clark from USA Today Sportsbook Wire.